Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Amy Eddings sitting in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC and WNYC.org. We will spend the remaining part of the show with an open phone on language. And that, of course, was the title of William Safire's column in the New York Times, where, starting in 1979, he explored the ins and outs of words and phrases, tracing the roots of some of the English language's stranger features. William Safire passed away yesterday at the age of 79 in Rockville, Maryland. He was a novelist, a conservative opinion writer, and perhaps most famously, a speechwriter for Richard Nixon. William Safire gave us nattering nabobs of negativism, as well as hopeless, hysterical hypochondriacs of history. Whew, say that five times fast. So in his memory, we will open the phones for your favorite language stories. Give us a call, 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. Tell us your favorite Safire memory. Or simply share with us your favorite word or phrase or etymological discovery. What words do you love? What words do you hate? What words simply perplex you? Give us a call, 433-9692, or post comments at the Brian Lehrer Show page at WNYC.org. And while we are waiting for your calls, here's a bit from William Safire talking about his love of words and his life in writing. Take a listen. It seems we're having.
Here we go. Where's it coming from? What is it intended to evoke? And that's what a dictionary like this is designed for. Now, I used to be a speechwriter, and then I was for 35 years, a pundit. I've worked both sides of the street. Now, that makes me, to use a new word, post-partisan, not bipartisan or nonpartisan. But when it comes to language, I'm a postpartisan, and I'm not looking to push one ideology or one candidate. I'm looking to push the language. And if you can understand this new language, then you can enjoy politics more, and you can appreciate what politicians are trying to get across, or to hide, or to obfuscate, or to tell what's in their heart.
William Safire talking about his love of words and his outlook on writing and on language. 212-433-9692 for your tribute to William Safire. Gregory on Staten Island, you're on WNYC. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
And your what did you appreciate about William Safire?
It is a general appreciation because, briefly, I just think that in the time of deteriorating usage, seemingly sloppy or usage of the English language, he has kept alive that tradition of precise and eloquent language. That's it. He's just done a great service in the same way that Francis Charles Kuralt has been doing and other commentators. Just invaluable to keep us all reminding of that that use of precision and eloquence.
Were you a regular reader of his column in the New York Times Sunday magazine?
As much as I could get to, I would turn first in the New York Times magazine, absolutely, to that column. It would put a smile on my face every time. And I also found a very nice blog called languageemergency.blogspot, which is not his at all, but it covers some of these issues of the need to keep English beautiful and precise. And I just thought so appreciated him for that. And I'm a liberal politically, so it made no difference to me what his background was.
Great. Gregory, thanks for that remembrance of William Safire. Marla from Bedford, New York. You're on WNYC. Good morning, Marla.
Good morning. I'm surprised to be on. This is not funny to everybody, but it's quite funny to me. My son often mixes up letters. He calls New York, Unork, and the other day he asked me what this holiday was when YipperCom was coming, and I thought it was so funny, and I wanted to wish everybody a happy YipperCom.
Thanks, Marla.
Okay.
Thanks for that call. Your thoughts on language, the ways that William Safire perhaps influenced you to be more precise, we're taking your calls at 212 212-433-9692. That's 212-433-WNYC. Scott from Great Neck writes in on our website, William Safire's rules for writers, like don't overuse exclamation marks followed by two exclamation marks, or take the bull by the hand and avoid mixing metaphors, are thoughts from William Safire that he particularly appreciated. He also said, avoid trendy locutions that sound flaky. And Scott appreciates the fact that Safire always pushed that the passive voice should never be used. So some Safire-isms there. Tom Jones from NIAC, I mourn his passing. He was a hero and mentor to me, and his work inspired me to create my own internet radio show and blog on things philological. The Logivore's Dilemma. Though I often disagreed with his politics, I admired his fierce defense of the First Amendment and civil liberties in general, and I kind of like being a nattering nabob of negativism. Thanks so much for those remembrances of William Safire. Keep posting them to our website, WNYC.org. Again, William Safire passing away yesterday at the age of 79 of cancer in Rockville, Maryland. I'm Amy Eddings, sitting in for Brian Lehrer today. Brian Lehrer will be back tomorrow. Thanks to Megan Ryan and the whole Brian Lehrer team for helping me with this show. And thanks for your calls and for your participation. Again, continue posting comments on Eminent Domain, William Safire, and anything else on WNYC.org. Click on The Brian Lehrer Show. This is WNYC New York. Thanks for listening.